Fun with English. Students' Book 8B. Copyright Teaching and Research Division of Jiangsu Provincial Department of Education and Oxford University Press, 2005. Published by Yilin Press and Oxford University Press China Limited. Unit 1. Past and present. Comic strip. Page 2.
Oh, where is my food? It was in the bowl an hour ago. Eddie, have you seen my food?
Yes, I've just eaten it.
What? You've eaten my food? Why?
Because I was very hungry.
You've changed, Eddie. You were kind. Now you're so bad. I don't want to play with you anymore.
You've changed too. You always wanted to play with me.
Reading. A. Times have changed. Pages 4 to 5. Lily is an exchange student from Hong Kong. She is now in class 1, grade 8. Her grandpa, Mr. Dong, came to Beijing to visit her. He used to live in the Kowloon Wool City in Hong Kong. Millie wants to write about the changes to this place for her history project. She is now interviewing Mr. Dong to get some information.
How long have you known the Kowloon Walled City, Mr. Dong?
I've known the place for many years. In fact, I was born there and have known it since I was very young.
So, have you actually lived in the Kowloon Walled City?
Yes. I first lived in a block in the Kowloon Walled City with my parents. We lived together until 1960, when I got married. Then, my wife and I moved to another flat in the same block. However, we moved out of the Kowloon Walled City in 1991, because the government wanted to build a new park there.
Has the place changed a lot?
Yes, the place has changed a lot. In the past, 30,000 people lived in the Kowloon Walled City. We had our own Chinese medicine shops, dentists, and market stalls. We also had a temple and some small Chinese restaurants. Now, the place has turned into a park.
Do you often go back?
Yes, I miss my old friends. We often meet in the new park to play cards and Chinese chess. It's very pleasant.
There once was an old airport near the Kowloon Walled City. Was noise pollution a problem before the closing of the old airport?
Yes. The noise was terrible when the planes took off. Even our beds would shake. Now, it's very quiet, but I sometimes miss the planes. They were like old friends, and we were always pleased when they landed safely.
Do you think life is better now?
Well, in some ways it is. It's nice to have open space and pretty gardens. However, it has become more difficult to see my old friends. Many of them have moved to other areas, and I feel a bit lonely from time to time. Integrated skills. A. Changes to Lantau Island. Page 14. A1. Daniel and Simon are doing their project on Lantau Island in Hong Kong. Listen to their conversation. Help them complete the lists below.
Daniel, have you found any information for our history project?
Yes, I've just borrowed this book from the school library. It's about Lantau Island in the past and the present.
Let me see. Oh, Lantau Island was a very natural area in the past. There were large sea areas and lots of fishing villages. This book also says that the air was fresh then.
That's true. My family and I once visited Lantau Island in Hong Kong. I remember I saw many wild birds, ducks, and insects during the visit, which was more than 5 years ago.
How did you get to Lantau Island then?
Oh, we could only go there by ferry then. Many people just lived on their boats or in small villages at that time. Hey, does the book talk about changes to Lantau Island over the years?
Yes, it does. It says that the sea areas are getting smaller because there have been many new developments on the island.
What are the new developments?
First, a new airport was built in Chek Lap Kok. Also, the government has built many flats in a new town. There are now many shops, offices, and tall buildings there. There are also many new highways.
I know the Tsing Ma Bridge is the longest bridge in the world that can carry both cars and trains.
You're right. People can now travel to the island by ferry, car, bus, underground, and the airport express.
Yes, and many people have moved and are now living in those new flats.
Right. I think we've got a lot of useful information for our project.
That's great.
B. Speak up. Talking about changes in your life. Page 15. What changes have there been in your life? Work in pairs. Find out about the changes in your partner's life. Use Millie and Sandy's conversation as a model. Replace the underlined words with your own information.
When I was in primary school, my mother took me to school every day.
Me too. We always walked to school together in the morning. Does your mother still take you to school now?
No. Since I started secondary school, I've come to school by bus on my own. I'm happy that my mother has more free time in the morning now.
I have the same feeling too. Do you sometimes stay after school to chat with friends?
Yes, I do. I enjoy chatting with you and my other friends after class.
School life is really great.
Yes, I agree.
Main task. A. A report. Page 17. Daniel and Simon wrote about the changes to Lantau Island for their history project. Here is their report.
Lantau Island, past and present. Lantau Island is a place in Hong Kong. It used to be the home of many wild animals. There were green hills and fresh air. However, the area has changed over the years. There are now many more roads, buildings, and people. It no longer provides a good environment for wildlife. In the past, people could only go to Lantau Island by ferry, and it was very quiet there. Things have changed a lot, and a new airport in Chek Lap Kok opened in 1998. Now, people can take the bus, the underground, the airport express, or the ferry to Lantau Island. It is fast and convenient to get there. The changes to Lantau Island have brought many benefits, but they have also caused many problems for wildlife. Some animals and plants have lost their living areas because of these changes.